This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rain's falling, crowd on their feet, the bases are loaded, playoff intensity. And the Tigers get a walk-off walk. What a night. What a game. Good morning. 97-1.
Yeah, that was this statement series,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was, John.
Right, Jim?
That's why we wait one more day. But yes, yes, a nail-biter, and they found a way to get it done.
Uh-huh.
And think about this now. That's their first series win against a team above 500 in the second half of the season. So not only have they won four straight series, but this is the most impressive. This has dug them all the way out of that dark place that we were all kind of spiraling. And here they are in first place in the American League.
And it's, okay, so a couple of days ago, it was bats and pitching. Flaherty was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it was all pitching because they have not allowed Houston to even cross the plate once.
I think the stretch goes back 23 innings that the Tigers haven't allowed a run now. Pretty good.
It is. And it's, I didn't know that.
It goes, kinda, I mean, it's the end of
right.
The Twins,
sure.
You know, Sunday loss, but they didn't give up a run the last four innings of that, plus 19.
Yeah. It's a nice run, and this is where you get into August and September, and you got to have teams, you've got to have guys that are playing their best baseball. Now, I don't know, I mean, is this too early, or is this just what we should expect from here until the end of whenever the end happens?
Look, anybody can cool down. I mean, it's
right,
baseball,
and you're going to have a bad day.
But they needed to get things going here. Remember when that lead started to shrink in the division, and they lost all those games, and the deadline wasn't exciting? And here we are. This was a big series win for the Tigers.
Got your magic number?
I don't have the magic number.
Right now, the number we all only care about is 9, and the fact that they're a half game up on Toronto for the one overall seat. One or two doesn't matter, but
that does a little bit because it would be home field in a future ALCS.
Right, but it's simply avoiding that three-game series, the wild card series, and not having to play in that.
So the Tigers now, I believe, are 3-2 against the Astros for the season. And a win today would make it 4-2, and you wouldn't have any tiebreaker scenarios. But they're in a great spot, even if Houston does make up some ground, to still have that tiebreaker. Yeah. So you got to watch that game and think, this is the pitcher's duel as it was advertised. This was Hunter Brown. This is Tarek Skubal. And it was frustrating for the Tigers, who had guys on third base with no outs in some instances, leadoff triples, bases loaded. And they left a ton of guys on base, and it was one of those games where you just felt like you just needed to make one break. And in extra innings,
they made one break.
A break way off the plate that Gleyber Torres laid off. That wasn't Javi Baez in the batter's box. They're not going to get away with that with Gleyber at the plate.
Yes.
His 500th career RBI comes via the walk-off walk.
And it's a game winner. That's fine.
That?
That's all you need. And it's all they needed yesterday. And that's what we expect. And I said this a bunch of times yesterday. It's not fair to put it on Tarek Skubal that if you got to win a 1-0 game, then you have to go out there and pitch a 1-0 game. That wasn't just him. It was to your point, Finnegan and friends. His friend was Vest. And so he went out there, pitched a gem, exactly what you need from him from here on out. And they're not all going to be wins. You want to be able to win those Scooble starts. You count on it when you get to the postseason. But in a game like last night, that's why I was going with the statement the night before, because it was 10 runs. It was a great showing by Flaherty, one that you wouldn't expect. You hope for, mm-hmm. but you don't expect.
Yeah, you don't
what
expect
you got last night was what you expect from Tarek Skubal.
Yeah, last night is more meaningful in the sense that it was a tight nail biter.
Yeah, sure, and I know that.
But you need one to get the other. You need both of them, and it's what we've talked about. I know I got Tarek Skubal, but I need other guys in the postseason, and part of that is seeing what Flaherty did the night prior. And you're going to need more than a 1-2 punch. So we need Casey Mize to settle in. And you got a month of September to really get in the groove, but they've done the work of digging themselves out of any perceived hole they were in. And John, I do think they're all the way out of the abyss. Right now, they are rightfully the favorite in the American League. Now, postseason series and 7-game series, you got to have the right matchups. But right now, they're the best team in the American League. How would you challenge that? You can't.
They have the best record in the American League.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. Okay, you start talking about the best team in the American League.
Look,
that's tougher to quantify.
That doesn't mean that they will automatically beat the Mariners in a 7-game series, or they would even beat Houston in a 7-game series, or the Yankees, or the Red Sox, or the Blue Jays.
I know there's some smarmy comment I can make in there about you saying they're the best team, yet Seattle went out and added all the bats that you wanted.
Suarez had 3 hits last night, John.
He finally got, yeah, he's almost up to 200. Wait, no, 174. I do look at that every day
you
just because I
yeah. You know what, there we go.
That's I know there's got to be some smarm in there somewhere, but yeah, it's,
well, you knew
they have
lost
the best record right now in the American League. They got the second best record in all of baseball.
Yeah.
And so,
look, nothing's promised in the postseason, but this is what we needed to see from this baseball team.
How much confidence? I want to know how much confidence it built up these last two games, the last four series. And yeah, the three prior to the Houston series were all against teams with sub 500 records. We mentioned it on Monday. You've got to go out against the good teams and show, and they've done it now two in a row. And it was a great performance by Flaherty. Bats fired up. You win 10-0. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday it was a spectacular performance, one that we expect from Skubal from here on out, and you come away with a 1-0 win in that seemed like that was a postseason game last night. It felt watching it on TV, it felt like it had the energy. I don't know. You didn't go, did you?
No, it's a funny story. I was on the fence, didn't end up going. Missed a hell of a ball game last night. Jealous of those who did go and wait out the rain delay, short rain delay, and then stand in there in the rain at the end when they pull it off.
Yeah.
It feels like a game to circle, does it not? Like last year, there were a couple of those that you circled, the Little League World Series being one of them. Doesn't this feel like one you circle and you say, hey, this is right before September against one of the best teams in the American League. It's late into the night. It's raining. It's the bases loaded. It's extra innings. And it's one they earned. You had to earn it because that was not going to be given to you. They had plenty of chances. They had to earn it.
Yeah. They did. So it was... They were, 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position, something I've been pointing out the last couple of days. That's where they're going to have to show, I think, the biggest improvement is being opportunistic. And it's not a walk with the bases loaded in the 10th inning. It's being good when you have no outs and a runner on third base. That's in the postseason. You can't waste those opportunities and expect to win.
248-539-9797. We'll be playing that walk-off walk call throughout the morning today.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg back behind the glass today.
Yeah, Greg, how was the vacation?
He's got a thumbs up. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Any words?
I'm sorry, I took my headphones off. Yeah, it was good. Relaxing. We did the camping a week ago, so that was already in the books, but it was...
Where'd you go camping? Where did you go camp? Are you reading my lips? Or?
Yeah, he has to put his headphones on.
No, I got to turn the monitor off. Sorry. Casco, we went up.
Okay.
This is a fun game. Let's let the man get some headphones.
I want to just start moving my lips and not saying anything. Yes. It doesn't work well on radio.
It was good to get away for a little bit And it's also good to be back and have that structure and purpose
Yes.
on a daily basis.
Everyone before wants, school starts. Everyone wants to wake up with nothing to do, and it's great for a day or two, but schedule is at least my friend.
When to shower? Should I shower today? Do I need to brush my teeth today?
Oh, I like the optional shower
pants
days.
Something?
Yeah, optional. Pants optional. Yes. Yep. So.
We're happy he has pants on today, and I'm assuming
yes,
he showered.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Happy to have him back. We are getting
yes
into...
Yes and yes.
And just a little update. Yesterday...
Yeah.
I moved. I'm two down, three to go. We sent off Lucy on Saturday. I think I told you that on Monday, but yesterday was move-in day for Ruby. So she is off to her college experience. We moved her into her dorm room in Ann Arbor and left, and now we've got three at home.
How would you compare her dorm to the dorm that you had way back in the day?
Oh, my goodness. So first of all, air conditioning. They almost
There's
all
no
of them.
There's no AC back in...
Oh
the dorm set.
No!
Wow.
No, and there was no air conditioning. Greg, I think you could confirm that as well.
Yes. The several years later, still no air conditioning.
Yes.
People
yes.
bringing in their big box fans.
Box fans. Yes. No one. I saw no one walking in with the box fan. There were sound machines. There were like these air purifiers, but no box fans. I think the box fan for a college student used to be. Like, that was the one thing that you got as a graduation present. Oh, here's a box fan. Check that off. So no box fans. But, yeah, her dorm room, and it's weird moving in girls because you walk in there, they have so much stuff. So much. And you look at the boys that are moving in because it's a co-ed dorm, and there's like a garbage bag full of clothes and they got it over their shoulder and they're like, yep, I'm off to college.
That's all I need. A backpack and a garbage bag.
But there's theme. Like you walk in and you see all the girls' rooms and like there's a theme. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a purple room.
I asked
there's
you
a
yesterday.
Pink room.
I was like, so what? How is she decorating? What's the theme? You're like, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Nor do I care.
Dad just had to make sure all the heavy stuff got in.
Yes.
I didn't have to do that.
Oh, really?
Only thing I moved in was they have a combination fridge and microwave. The microwave is actually bolted to the top of the fridge.
Oh, we had those when we were in college.
And so that got dropped off outside their door. So I picked it up, moved it in, and that was it.
Yeah,
because I was working all day, and I got there after everything had been moved in. So it's perfect timing.
A little easier for you as opposed to West Lafayette for the other one?
Yes, yes. West Lafayette for the other one was multiple cars, and my truck loaded up, strapped, everything strapped down. But yeah, I'm excited to see what it's like moving Jack in wherever he ends up going, because it'll be hey, throw your bag in the back and let's go. It's so different. It's so different. But yep, she's off and running.
Good. Glad
team
to hear
meetings.
It.
Yep.
Later this hour, there are five NFL teams expected to decline, including two in the NFC North. We're going to explore that at 6:35. Top of the 7 o'clock hour. What did Heather find in the attic? We are going to talk about it today.
A bat?
No.
Probably.
Bats
no.
in the attic?
No bats.
And yes, we start with the Tigers and the walk-off walk. And we want to know from you guys this morning. There were some dark days. Some of you were ready to jump off the cliff. They're going to blow the division. Not taking those phone calls anymore. Yeah, but I don't know if I can trust this team. Are you all the way back as you see them pick up a big-time signature series win last night? It's 97-1. All right, guys, with Brightside Dental, if you haven't been going to the dentist lately, it doesn't have to be some source of shame. You don't have to be ashamed, and there's no judgment. $35 new patient special with Brightside Dental that includes exams and x-rays with no hidden fees. Whether it's your first visit or your first visit in a long time, they're ready to take care of you with 9 Metro Detroit locations. There's one right around the corner from you, and there's no judgment. Make that appointment. Get back in that routine right before you get into your fall routine. 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How about that environment? Bases loaded, mm-hmm. Extra innings, beautiful. Bottom of the 10th, and Gleyber Torres in a full count. You got to throw him a strike, right? Like, you got to throw him a strike.
Well, and he's got to swing.
Yeah.
Like, if that happens, like, that's the ultimate position to be in, right? As a pitcher, you want to be able to punch someone out in that situation. As a hitter, you don't want to go down looking. Like, bases loaded. It's the bottom of the 10th. Like, I could win this game. You're going up there, and I'm glad it was Gleyber Torres, because I think if anybody was in, I want anybody in that position, and maybe that's a great question.
Who do you want up?
Who do you want up at that point?
It's Gleyber. Best swing decisions, great eye, bat-to-ball skills.
Yeah.
If you're a pitcher, would you rather give up a walk in that situation or just let one a bomb?
I'd rather give up a grand slam.
I would too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Walking off, that's got to be like so demoralizing.
And you look like a total bozo. Like, dude, the pitch is nowhere near the plate. I get it. Like, he's a major leaguer. It's harder than we make it seem, but got to be near the plate, dude.
Right. I mean, at least make the batter make it. Like, if you miss the strike zone by a half an inch and the ump calls it a ball. Okay. All right. Hey, a great pitch. You're trying to get the swinger to hit it, you know, swing at something they can't reach. That's the entire goal. But to not even be close at that moment, yeah, you're walking off going, I literally lost this one for the team.
You guys like want Javi up in that situation?
Oh, God. Well, he was up two batters prior.
I know.
So he got two strikes. Like, I don't know if the pitcher thought he was still throwing to Javi, because that pitch Javi would have bit at.
Odds are saying yes, but...
Come on, yes. The one he swung at earlier this year was...
You know, the other guy that you... So, do you want Javi up in that situation? The obvious answer is no.
Right.
But
he's clutch.
He does have that, I'm going to win this game for my team, gene.
We saw him two batters prior. No, I would not have wanted him up
right.
In that
spot. It's like him being up on Monday. Bases are loaded. Like, Trace Winnie's up. Bases loaded. No outs. All right, out. Javi's up. Out. And then they get out of the inning without scoring a run. Bases loaded and no one out.
It's happened a, a, too much lately.
But in that situation, it's kind of also, Javi's been in this situation a bunch. He's gonna go down swinging. I'll say that. He's going to go down swinging because he's gone down swinging a lot.
Well, pitcher would have liked that. Besides Glaber, who'd be number two?
Who does number two work for?
Carpenter?
Yeah, I would probably say Carp.
Yeah. I mean, he did it last year in Cleveland.
I mean, you're forever indebted to the man. I mean, that's a hell of a moment.
Against the best closer in baseball. I'm pretty sure he's the answer.
Like, oddly, it wouldn't be Riley Green. He wouldn't be one, two, or three, right?
No, I would probably say I'd rather have Torque up there than Riley Green.
Yeah. Some ticket texts that are coming in. Says, I found myself feeling like the Tigers would find a way, and it's great to have that confidence again. We had a Twitch message, Cyclonic Vortex. He said, I've started to feel pretty good after taking 5 of 7 on the road, and I feel even better after the last two at home. However, I want to see how they do with Kansas City. They're now the team behind Detroit, and they've been on a tear. Win that series, and I would say my confidence is back. Well, it's worth pointing out the Royals were not publicly buried on the radio, so they're a bigger threat than Cleveland.
They weren't publicly buried, but you did declare the division over.
I still feel that way.
Yeah, it's getting closer. I'm still not there, but it's getting closer.
When they're like 9 up with 10 games to go.
Yeah, I don't know when I will call it, and it's I am always going to be the hay's got to be in the barn.
I know you are. 248-539-9797. We're going to talk about some NFL teams expected to decline coming up at 6:35, including 2 of the 5 in the NFC North. But first, Heather with the news.
So you can add to your Lions game day attire very soon with a new pair of Detroit Lions Crocs. Yeah. An NFL and Crocs collab is coming to you in September. The first drop will include 14 of the 32 NFL teams, including the Lions, and each will feature, you know, the custom clogs with team-themed gibbets that you can...
Gibbets?
Yeah,
the little things you put in
charms.
The holes. Yeah, you put your gibbets in the hole.
John, I'm going to surprise you. As dorky as I am, you're not catching me in Crocs.
Oh, Crocs are dumb. I hate Crocs.
All 32 teams will get Crocs products throughout the season. And the Lions, they start at $84.99. So I'm guessing John will not get a pair.
No.
Very expensive.
It's ridiculous.
They'll be available on September 18th. I mean, for what Crocs are, I think these look fine. I mean, they look kind of like the...
Yeah, they're like the throwback
helmet.
The black helmet. Yeah, they got the black stripe, the black lion.
And then all the little charms.
They look cool. I just don't think that they, if you're using them on the boat or at the lake. Or
kids aren't wearing Crocs just on
showers.
The boat.
No, I know kids aren't. I'm just saying as a grown-up and as an adult, like I've seen people wear them as their everyday shoes.
They do.
And it just, no.
Even the team ones, I'm not a huge fan of the Crocs either. My kids have them, and they wear them as, for school, they needed water shoes,
right,
so I got them Crocs.
Because they're 1 and 2.
And I know, and they're actually really cute.
Yeah. At that age, sure. And they're easy to put on, right? Because the kids don't have to tie them. You don't have to tie them.
Yeah. It's great for them. This is pretty cool. Two remote Great Lakes islands have been called some of the most underrated spots in all of the U.S. So of the 35,000 islands in the Great Lakes, 2 of them have just been named among the top 11 most underrated islands in the country on a list from CNN Travel. So the point of the list was really to highlight some of the top island getaways that you might not have heard of. They don't have the big fancy names or they're not too expensive to go to. So Drummond Island came in as one of those located
in
the Upper Peninsula.
Great island.
Have you been?
Yes.
I figured you. I mean, it's everything that you would like to do. Fishing, boating, birding you probably don't do.
No,
but
I have
could.
Heard about that. Yeah.
ATV, trails, hiking, golf, of course. And then the other are the Apostle Islands.
Also very awesome.
Which has been on my list to do. Because
you have to.
But every time we head to the cottage, we have family stuff, or now with the kids, because you have to kayak there.
Right.
And I cannot kids yet.
But it's perfect for when the kids are just a little bit older, 10, 11, 12, and they can row their own kayak.
Yeah.
They'll love it. It is
It's on my list.
Of the most beautiful places that you'll see.
Sea caves, sandy beaches, lighthouses. So lots of cool things.
Sandy beaches with no one on them.
Yep. This is pretty wild. Four kids were rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard after getting stranded on a rock in Lake Superior over the weekend. And this video is, it doesn't look like it's in Lake Superior. Well, it's also in like black and white. So it's like it looks pretty wild. On Sunday morning, reports came in that there were these four kids stranded on a large rock near Black Beach Trailhead in Silver Bay, Minnesota. And the video shows this daring helicopter rescue. All four kids were safely hoisted, transported by emergency crews, and then reunited with their parents. I'm not sure exactly how they got there, but the hazardous conditions made it impossible for them to get off of this rock. Yeah. So the video is pretty daring. There's a woman who's going viral after being arrested for destroying her ex's car with glitter and salt. So court documents indicate that this woman caused over $12,000 in damages to her ex's car over a 5-day period. It included pouring glitter into the air conditioning vent.
Ooh.
Genius. I like that.
Hilarious.
Never goes away. She cracked the windshield, cracked the rearview mirror, busted the vehicle's radio screen, and then also poured salt into the vehicle's engine.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
And then her mugshot's going viral because she doesn't seem to regret any of it. She's got a huge smile on her face.
So the glitter, that's hilarious, right? So you turn the AC on and poof. But the salt in the engine, not so much. Yeah, the cracked, she was a little scorned, eh?
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Finally, we've talked about this before, but there's a new study that shows young adults are taking teeny tiny baby steps into the workforce, and they're making sure that mommy and daddy are right there in case they fall. So the findings show that 77% of Gen Zers have brought a parent to a job interview.
What?
And then after they land the job, 79% admitted that their parents continue communicating with their managers, routinely asking for promotions, pay increases, and days off on their behalf.
So acting as their agent.
Basically, yes. And then it keeps going. I mean, almost half of Gen Zers have admitted to bringing a parent to an in-person meeting with prospective bosses. Also, 27% have their parents tag along for virtual sessions.
I can't even imagine how embarrassed I would be if I was walked in with mom and dad.
Everybody would be embarrassed. If I was the manager, I'd go, is this really happening?
Yeah, I'm
if
sorry.
I was the parent,
I'm
why
sorry,
am I here?
I'm sorry. You're not hired. You're not. You can't come to a job interview. You can't come to work by yourself.
It's pretty crazy. Then they also have them there to fill out job applications just at home, make their lunch, make their coffee.
Well, of course.
All of that stuff.
Mommy, daddy, can you help me?
It's Heather with the news. Find out what was in Heather's attic at 7:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, summer is heating up, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka to break the heat. Made with real brewed tea and real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy no matter what your plans are this weekend. Look for the can with the sunset stripes. Sold at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Missile of a throw from Torres as the cutoff man saved a run. It would be critical. A 1-0 win in extra innings for the Tigers, and Gleyber Torres draws the game-winning walk-off walk. Dan Dickerson with the call. The Tigers beat the Astros. They've won four straight series. This, their first against a team above 500 in the second half. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about, are they all the way back from the abyss? Are you bought all the way back in? And that's out there for you at 248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket texts, everybody buzzing. Great environment last night for the Tigers. John, I have in front of me five NFL teams expected to decline, two of which are in the NFC North, and all five of which I agree with.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through these with you.
Please.
And you tell me if you agree or not, and then we'll get to the broader conversation because it's going to spark a broader conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The first team is the Kansas City Chiefs, who they point out 10-0 in one-score games, an unsettled offensive line. They lose Joe Tooney, and they haven't exactly solidified that left side. And there's the looming suspension of Rashi Rice. He'll play the first four games, but beyond that, we just don't know. Can they really win 15 games again? Probably not, John. Take a step back. They could still win the division and take a step back.
Right. So it's really hard to win 15 games, even if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. However, yes, they take a step back. But what are we defining as a step back? Well, 13 wins? 14 wins?
Well, how about this? You tell me each of these. So we'll do that for each of these. Kansas City, step back. They're still going to win 12 games?
Yes.
Okay, cool. But still a step back.
Okay. But the other thing, though, when I look at it, okay, 10-0 in one-score games. Why are they 10-0 in one-score games?
Yeah, number 15 at quarterback.
Well, yeah.
And Andy Reid is a coach and a hell of a defense. And that's all still there.
If they're still going to be in those one-score games, do I predict that they win all of those one-score games? Yeah.
Okay. Number two is the Minnesota Vikings, 8-1 in one-score games. Obviously, they're going with a rookie quarterback this season. It's a question. They'll play the fourth toughest schedule, and I thought this note was interesting. They forced 33 turnovers last year, and from 2000 to 2023, teams that ranked in the top five in turnovers per drive, as the Vikings did a year ago, only 17% of those teams finished top five again. The thought is turnovers are volatile. They are not consistent year to year. Can they really live off of a big turnover forced number? Probably not.
But as we've debated who's the number two team in the division, the reason I think that they're still the team that concerns me the most in the division is Brian Flores on defense, their defensive coordinator. Okay, yeah, Dan Campbell has owned him. Dan, you know, I get that. But he's really good. Do I think that they're going to get as many turnovers? Probably not. I mean, the numbers say that. Are they going to win 14 games? No. So what's a step back mean for them? 11 wins? 10 wins?
You tell me. What do you think?
I think they're a 10-win team.
Okay. I would have them at 9.
Okay.
Commanders expected to decline this upcoming season. The explanation? They were red hot on fourth down last season, 87%. Is that sustainable? They won 5 games in the final moments, including a Hail Mary. They took advantage of a last play schedule. When you really look at their roster, their defense was bad. You could run on them. Bobby Wagner's 35 years old. They do not have proven pass rushers. They're a team that should take a step back.
I don't care how old Bobby Wagner is. Until he's out of the league, he's a force. And I'm just not going to believe that one. What was their final win total last year of the regular season? Do you have that in front of you?
Last year's Commanders won 12 games. Could they be 10?
Oh, I think they're going to be 11 or 12. I don't think they take a step back.
Okay, so this is the first one you disagree with.
I do disagree.
The Colts. 4 of the Colts' 8 wins came against backup quarterbacks, including their only 2 victories of the season against competent competitive teams. Speaking of quarterback, it's a bit of a mess right now. They're going to start Daniel Jones. John, take a step back for the Colts and be one of the league's worst. Do you buy it?
Yeah, I buy it. I just don't think there's any path for Daniel Jones, or I don't think there's any path for their quarterback to find success. And
there really wasn't a right choice. If they picked Richardson, he not any good. And if they picked Daniel Jones, there's no upside and not very good either.
Is that where Tyler Warren is?
Yes.
So that's the only thing on offense I look at and go, they got a chance to at least convert some first downs.
And they have Jonathan Taylor run the ball.
Right.
But they're kind of
mediocre. Quentin Nelson up front. Yeah. Like, total badass. So,
but they're mediocre.
They're mediocre. Yes. They're mediocre to below mediocre. And it all comes out. The reason I say the Commanders don't take a step back is because of their quarterback. The reason that the Colts do isn't because of Quentin Nelson, isn't because of Jonathan Taylor, or I think Tyler Warren's going to be a really good pro. I think it's simply the quarterback play that prevents them from doing anything.
And if you guys haven't figured it out by now, the reason we're doing this list on Detroit Radio is the 5th team is the Detroit Lions. They are expected to take a step back. And here's their breakdown. And you've heard some of this, right? The schedule, the second toughest schedule on paper. The new coaches, the coordinators, assistants, and the offensive line. And they do a deep dive on this. The O-line, and specifically the interior of the O-line, replacing both Ragnow and Zeitler. They say it's a real concern because keeping Goff unbothered and free to operate has been essential. Every quarterback gets worse under pressure, but Goff has bigger splits than any other passer. Over the last 3 seasons, he leads all quarterbacks in total QBR when defenses don't pressure him. When they do, he ranks 28th. So the best versus 28th, all based on pressure, and that is the biggest concern. So, John,
define the step back.
That is the question we want to ask to all of the Lions fans listening here. All these teams we've listed are probably going to lose a couple more games. The Lions won 15 last season. Mm-hmm. What does the step back look like? 248-539-9797. How big is that decline?
So if they win 12 games with this schedule and a developing offensive line, and I've said, just because they don't start the season as a top 5 or even a top 10 offensive line doesn't mean they can't end the season as such. But it's going to take some time. There's probably going to be some growing pains with coordinators, even though I've really enjoyed watching the play calling of John Morton so far. And Kelvin Shepard, it's a little bit harder to tell because they're so vanilla defensively what they're going to be. I think they win at least 12 games. And with this, with all of those things, I don't think that's a step back. I don't think it gets them the 1 seed.
No.
But I think it wins the division.
Which gives you a home playoff game at least.
Right. So if it is, and some people will say, well, if you don't win 15 games, and they're just going to play the numbers. If you don't win 15 games, and if you don't get the number 1 seed, it's a step back. And I'm not going to argue that. It's impossible to argue.
Right. I would hope not. It's numbers.
Right.
But really, the goal is not going to be how many regular season wins did the Detroit Lions have. I'd gladly take only 10 if it meant they were in the playoffs and won the Super Bowl. So I don't expect them to go all the way back to 10. We want to know where you're at. I think it's 12. 12 is what I said. 12 is what I said when the schedule came out. I'm sitting there at 12 right now.
Oh, you didn't back off after Frank retired?
What was that? 13 and back down to 12. That's what it was. Yeah. I'm going to stay at 12.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank's his retirement got me down 1 win.
Okay.
And I think some of these losses are going to be early losses without Aleem McNeil playing too. That's the other thing that I don't really think they spent a lot of time on. The conclusion was, I'd be shocked if the Lions became the 49ers and missed the postseason entirely. I expect Detroit to settle in at 12 wins. Is that the expectation?
But 12 wins is going to win you the division.
Should.
And I just, like, is that really a step back? Like,
Yes.
To me, it doesn't, and I can't quantify why it's not a step back, because I can't say it. Yeah, it's three less wins, but you're looking at the schedule going, if they're able to, when you've got Kansas City, you've got Baltimore, you've got Philly, you've got Cincinnati, Washington, all of those teams are on the road. If you win three of those five games, like, I don't know that last year's team could have done that.
But I want you to think of it this way. It's them losing more than twice as many games as a year ago.
Right, but if you compare the teams and you compare the wins, because one schedule's not like the other.
Oh,
it's like we're talking about college football right now, it's about Nebraska versus, you know, the schedule that Penn State's going to play.
Right, they're not playing the Titans and the Jags. They're going to face, you know, the Eagles and the Commanders.
But a 12-win team this year might be a better Lions team than a 15-win team last year.
Also agree.
So it's not a step back.
No, but it is a step back. Really, the steps are going to be measured in the postseason.
Right.
But as you're a Lions fan listening this morning, you hear the Lions as one of the five teams expected to decline. How big of a decline is it for the Lions? And John, I want you to think about this, because coming up next, knowing they're not going to win every game, what's the one they must win for you? And we'll take texts on that as well. That's next, 97.1.
On Tuesday, this is next Tuesday, mark your calendars, August the 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day. It's a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. And I'm going to give you a few. Here's some that you can pick yourselves. The MVP race. We just talked about Washington. Take Jaden Daniels. I know it's a long shot, but 10 will get you 100. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Pick it in August, and obviously you get the chance to play it all year long. The Bills, plus 700 coming out of the AFC. The Lions are plus 1,100 coming out of the NFC. You want to put a parlay together. Pick your division winners. Look at this one for the NFC. Here's some good value. Washington, Detroit, Tampa, Arizona. A couple long shots in there, so the payout's going to be good. $10 will get you almost 700 in return. Mark your calendars now, August the 26th. It's your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit FanDuel app today and start planning your future bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you very much. First place Tigers taking the series with the Astros with a walk-off walk last night. Dan Dickerson's call.
Most exciting walk call ever.
Even Dan Dickerson.
Dan does a great job.
You can make that. You can make even a walk sound exciting.
How about it?
That's right. First base for the first place Tigers. 7:02, we'll find out what was in Heather's attic. We're having a conversation right now about five teams in the NFL expected to decline. The Lions were one of the five. This is from Bill Barnwell, ESPN. And they listed the Chiefs, Vikings, Commanders, Colts, and Lions. And the Lions, the concerns, we've talked about them. The schedule, the coordinators, the interior offensive line, Aleem McNeil not being healthy until the second half of the season. And we wanted to know, okay, fine, they're going to take a step back. How big a step back? What is the expectation? And then, John, I asked you to think on it. Knowing they're not going to win all the games or 15 games, what's one they must win to you?
So this one's tough, because I look at all of them as must-win games.
I know you do, but I'm asking and to pick one of your favorites.
I know. And it's so common sense would say, well, hey, you got to win the division. You got to be good in your division at the Green Bay Packers to start the season. And if that's your answer, I get it. It's not mine. And
what about week two? Ben Johnson got to beat him and his smug hype machine in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, but I'm going to kind of pull the Jim Costa card on that one, where, you know, I was, hey, that was a statement game on you know, against the Astros. They should beat them.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm not going to go there.
This is not too. What about Baltimore week three? I mean,
no. Okay, let's not go through the whole damn schedule.
Pick one.
I'm going to say
it's Washington
at the Commanders.
Okay.
That's my gotta win game. And some of it is when you talk about those teams that are going to, you know, take a step back. I don't think the Commanders take a step back. I think that's going to be, that's going to become one of those out of division, you're not going to play them every year, but you may face them in the postseason every year, rivalries, as they start to get better and they're going to be there for a while because Jane Daniels isn't going anywhere. And I think the Lions are going to be here for a while as well. So they're going to be one of those teams that could either be your nemesis, could be a great give and take over the next 5 years. So I think that one right now, hey, the Commanders in this little developing out of division rivalry, they're up 1-0. It's time to take it back. It's a reckoning for last season in the playoffs. They got to go there and get a win.
Okay. For a lot of psychological reasons, for sure.
My game is the first game, and I know it's pretty obvious, but being a divisional game on the road, starting off the season,
set the tone.
Putting quiet some of these narratives that are out there.
Well, how about banking a win when you know they're going to be hard to come by in the first 2 months?
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of those who thinks a 3-3 starts on the table with those road games at Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Baltimore. So to me, they got to start 2-0. You have seized control of the division if you do that. And really, that's all that matters in the end is winning the division, getting at least one home game, and then taking it from there.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fight you on it. I was arguing that in my head as well, obviously, as I went through that process on air.
Funny, these are the two that I was debating too, because I would say Eagles, but I don't feel like they have to win the regular season meeting with the Eagles. It's going to be about if and when they play them in the playoffs, beating them then. So I have the like emotional argument is Washington, because hey, we're into November now, it's got to start clicking, you got to beat those guys.
Well, there's a stretch of NFC games, because you play the Tampa at home, a division game against the Vikings at home. Then you're on the road at the Commanders, and to me, it's one of those games that sets you up with a little bit more confidence, because you're going to go back to the East Coast the next week to play the Eagles.
But ultimately, I went with my head. I do think it's the Packers. They're the team I think second best in the division. It's a tone setter. It's a road game. If you're going to be road warriors, you got big road games later in the season, and you do need to bank some of these wins, because, yeah, I expect them to beat the Bears. I don't expect them to go into Baltimore early in the season and win that game. Well, that's the difference between being 2-1 and 1-2 is winning the Green Bay Week 1 game, starting from a position where you're ahead and can take on a little water versus having to swim upstream if you lose Week 1. Also an option. 248-539-9797.
And he loves the helmets.
He sure does. If we missed one, if it's Kansas City, although been there, done that. If it's Tampa, been there, done that in a playoff game. What's the one that you really need to see from the Lions this season? In a year where they're going to lose a few more, what's one they have to win? Ticket text 248-539-9797. Expectations. I agree with the 12 wins. The first six games are a gauntlet, could start 3-3. Of course, people will say, is it time to panic? But I think they win 12. Look, they still have so many pieces on offense.
Yeah.
Outside of, look, they got to get it right up front. But they're going to have weapons galore in the passing game and the run game. They still have their bookend tackles. This should still be a top five offense in the NFL. And defensively, I don't think they're going to be a top five offense early. But if they get McNeil back and Hutch is better than he was a year ago, you have the makings of a front that can put you in the top five offense and defense by the end of the season, which should get you 12 wins. A lot of those wins coming late.
Dynasty Dan on Twitch says they aren't winning the division.
No.
So that's clearly a step back.
Terrence in Southfield says 6-11. Jared Ouch. Goff is not winning without Ben Johnson. So he one-ups him. Tex says Green Bay opener's the must win. Hard schedule to start. Need to start off right. That's Alex in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
Lions will be lucky to win 10 games, but they will do better in the playoffs. I take that trade-off.
Sure. The regular season it's fun. And we're at that point with the Lions right now. It's just get to the postseason and win games in the postseason. So if 10 gets you in, so be it. If whatever it takes to get in, just get in.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. One Goff hit. He's out concussed. 7-10 bad offensive line. 7-10 bad offensive line. No quarterback to back them up.
See, this offensive line is not going to be what it was last year. Zeitler's not there. Frank Ragnow's not there. It's so unproven because you got Tate Ratledge, and you have another guard who's played one game. Now, we liked it, and I think he fell in the draft because of the knee injury. So I think you're going to have, let's say, a quality offensive line.
Yeah.
And I think a quality offensive line puts you in, at a minimum, the top 12, 13 offensive lines. So yeah. Are they a top five? No. Are they top three? Certainly not.
I think they'll be in the playoffs as a division winner. And I think that last month of the season, they have to be playing like a top 10 offensive line because that will unlock the paths to winning multiple playoff games for Jared Goff. And that gives you a chance to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. All right, 7 o'clock hour. What did Heather find in the attic? We'll talk to AJ Hinch at 8:02 today. And yeah, we'll sprinkle in that Tiger walk-off. It's 97.1.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.